With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Here's something that's bound to cause some of his political foes to go ballistic. President Trump says he's looking at ways he could serve a third term, suggesting he would be bowing to the will of the American people.
The president told NBC News that he's not joking about exploring ways to overcome the U.S. Constitution, which limits presidents to two terms in office. He talked about it later with reporters aboard Air Force One.
I'm just telling you, I've had more people say, please run again. I said, we have a long way to go before we even think about that.
The 22nd Amendment says no one can be elected president more than twice. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president advances his tariffs agenda this week. On Wednesday, he promises to impose reciprocal tariffs on other countries, including some major U.S. trading partners and allies. Mr. Trump says many have taken advantage of the U.S. for decades, and it's high time to stop it. Elon Musk has handed $1 million checks to two voters in Wisconsin ahead of tomorrow's critical state Supreme Court election. The vote will determine whether conservative or liberal judges dominate the court. Musk's giveaway is meant to call attention to the race, which he says has national implications, including for control of the U.S. House of Representatives. Also at SRNnews.com, heads up for nasty weather across parts of the country today.
In general, close to around 70 million people that could potentially be impacted by the severe weather as we go over the next couple days.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. Freezing rain, severe storms have left over 100,000 people without power across parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Indiana. Today, parts of the east could see powerful thunderstorms, bringing heavy rains, possibly hail, even some isolated tornadoes. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 252. This is SRN News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is out with its annual list of global violators.
The list of countries that repress religious liberty includes familiar names, such as Burma, China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, and Saudi Arabia. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom recommends that the State Department designate Afghanistan, India, Nigeria, and Vietnam as violators as well. It also urges the Trump administration to appoint a new ambassador at large for international religious freedom. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Britain's proposed assisted suicide law for terminally ill people could be delayed until 2029 after the next election, casting doubt over the future of that legislation. Lawmakers backed the bill last year, but its implementation date is being pushed back another 2 years. Under the proposed law, mentally competent terminally ill adults in England and Wales with 6 months or less to live would be given the right to end their lives with medical help. SRN News. The Elon Musk company Neuralink is looking to trademark the words telepathy and blind sight.
The brain-computer interface company filed applications with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to trademark the terms earlier this month. The applications are for new Neuralink products, including telepathy, which is a brain-computer implant that lets users control devices with thoughts, and blind sight, an implant that hopes to restore vision in the blind. This, as leftists are firebombing Tesla dealerships, vandalizing Tesla cars, and threatening Tesla drivers. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump's efforts to end the war in Ukraine have hit a rough spot. Mr. Trump upset with Russia's Vladimir Putin for some of Putin's statements regarding the credibility of Ukrainian President Zelensky. President Trump is threatening to act by imposing even tougher sanctions on Russia. More details at SRNnews.com.